by looking at the source code. So why don't we dive in with a couple examples on Ajax. So the first one is what I have here, an Ajax example. Let's see, why don't we look at the source code first. So Ajax1.php. let's see. So here we have at the bottom, a bottom type equals button, and then on click equals load XML doc. So it looks like it's going to run a function called load XML doc. Let's go to the top. And here's a function. So let me maximize the screen here. I would say that everything going from here to here. These code are just taking care of different kinds of browsers. So in Internet Explorer 7 and up, Firefox, Chrome, Opera, or Safari, you would be using the new XML HTTP request. And otherwise, for Internet Explorer 6 and 5, you use the ActiveX object. So just to make sure that your website is compatible with different kinds of browsers. And this part is making sure that, so status equals 200, that means it's an OK status as opposed to like a 404, like server not found, or 500 internal error. So if the status is 200, it's going to get the mydiv thing at the bottom, and then it's going to, here's the mydiv. So it's going to run this example. And the two things that are important in Ajax are, in this Ajax example, are these two lines, xmlhttp.open. Get means we're using the get method instead of post, and we're getting the things from ajax1_open.txt. And send means to send the request. So what this does is it will go into ajax1.open.txt and print the text in the other file. So if I click on the button here, I'll get ta-da. And that's what I have in the other file. So let me just show you guys here. Ajax, so the name was ajax1open.txt. ajax1open.txt. And here's what I have. Ta-da. Might be a little not as overwhelming as you wished. But here's another thing. Here's another example. Let's see, nano catalog. .php. So the second example, pretty much the same thing. At the bottom, we have onclick equals load XML doc. Okay, so on the function load XML doc is over here. Function load XML doc. Again, we want to make sure that it's compatible for different kinds of browsers. So that's that. And if everything is fine, then we want to. So here it says it's getting something from this file called cd_catalog.xml. Let me open that. So here we have an XML file. It's what you guys are hopefully familiar with from Project 1. So this is a file, XML file with different kinds of CD, with a catalog of different kinds of CDs. Here we're saying we want to get element by the tag name artist. And for each, for artist, and then for each of such thing that we return for X, we want to store into this text string. Text was initialized to nothing in the beginning. So to add on to this text string, X with index I. So that would be every different kinds of artist results returning back. Go into each one of those, get the child node index 0, and then get the null value, and then break. Go into the next line. So what that does is, if I click on my CD collection, I'll get the artist name, which is what I have here. Does that make sense to everyone, how this works? Was there what?
You got the elements by tag name artist,
mm-hmm.
and then you did child nodes and node value.
Yeah, so when I'm getting these things back, when I'm getting element by tag name artist, I'm getting Bob Dylan here, I'm getting Bonnie Tyler here, I'm getting Dolly Parton here.
Right.
And then, so each of these are nodes. So X, this goes into each one of those results. The zeroth item, which is just the artist itself.
Oh, is it returning an array?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's returning an array, and I'm getting the value of each thing that results in. Okay. Any questions?
No, I'm not quite there yet in terms of understanding why the artist piece didn't get you. I don't see the child name connection.
I just don't see that logic. It looks like you returned the artist,
mm-hmm.
and there is no child name.
So,
but the fact that you returned multiple artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. I think that get thing returns an array. So that x. So given that you use an x.length, then x has to be an array.
But is it the length I plus plus just the next one?
So I get back in an array of different artists.
Yeah. Right.
And inside each index of this array, there's a node of this artist itself. But there's inside each node is just the artist, and there's nothing else inside the node. So child node index 0 will get me back just the artist name itself. If there were other stuff in it, then child nodes 1 would have values. But in this case, there's no such thing. It's just the artist themselves. So the other, okay. So the next example I wanted to show is what's the next example? customer. PHP. It's customer.php. Customer. So I have. And the customer is I have a form, and there are some values that I can select from, different kinds of names, and unchanged. So once I change a customer to another one, I am going to run show customer with this value. So if I say choose this guy here, I will get. Right, I'll just write on W3 score then. So the example that I was going to show was I'll select the customer and I'll have the customer information here. So how that work is the function show customer is going to get a string. So in this case, the string was this one here. And I'm going to XML HTTP.open opening the getCustomer.asp file with the method get. Okay. The point is this example was using this function called showCustomer with this value. In this function called showCustomer this value. And by having this onChange as my action, I get my results back right away. That was the point I wanted to show before. And if I choose select customer, that was one thing that's null. So
did the list actually get copied onto the client as well?
No, so this list here was hard coded in this case.
Oh.
With there are over here.
Okay.
The things that were retrieved some kind of, so it's a database file that is resided somewhere.
Okay. Not on the client itself.
Yeah. No, it's on the client itself.
It is.
Yeah. So okay. The file getCustomer.asp retrieves. So this is like a PHP page that retrieves data from an XML page.
Oh, okay. You said database. I was thinking a real database.
Oh no, I meant like an XML file. Yeah. And this page retrieves the file in probably an XML file, the information on the XML file, and does the appropriate display of the table. Let's see. Okay. So those are the Ajax examples that I wanted to show. There are also two things that David briefly mentioned today, Google Maps. So I went over this last time in my section, but I'll briefly talk about it again. So for Project 3, you guys will be using the Google Map version 3. And a cool thing about version 3 is that you no longer need the key for maps to display. So in the past, you need to embed this key onto your. Yeah, exactly. So last week in my section, I managed to work to have a map display on my page without the key. That was because it was in version 3. Before in version 2, I need the key, but now it's no longer required, which makes it very convenient. Let's see, where do you... Okay, so you need to... you can take a look at the reference here, or the tutorial. The reference here tells you how to use the Google Map API. The tutorial walk you through briefly. But here's a sample code. Map. I'm calling Hello Map like a Hello World example. this is the example on the Google tutorial here. So the Hello World example looks like Hello Map dot PG. Looks like this. So it displays a map, allows you to drag around, allows you to zoom in and zoom out. The detailed code is here. So body onload equals initialize means upon loading this page, I'm going to initialize. So initialize is the function that I declared up here. This basically sets where I want the map to be centered. So this was the latitude and longitude coordinate for Harvard Square. And I can also set my zoom. So 15 was what you guys saw before. With a lower number, it's more zoomed out. A higher number, it's more zoomed in. And also you need an ID for your map. So in this case, the ID was map canvas.
So Alex, this is
HTML5.
Yeah.
So does version 3, the API, require you to use doctype for HTML5? And I noticed that they use the canvas command, but it's not the HTML5 canvas, it's a div. It's just a div
mm-hmm.
ID. This is like clearly, if you scroll up to the top of the hello world thing, it's just bang doc type HTML. That's
HTML5,
five,
yeah. So your question
so my question is, does the API itself
work only
depend on you using HTML5, or can you use XHTML 1.0, strict or transitional, or are you? I think it's great,
That I'm not sure.
Okay.
I just picked up the Google Maps
it was just
today.
For example.
Yeah.
I know. I just saw it too, and I just thought it was interesting that that was their example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and then a slightly more. Let's see. Anything else? Okay. The other example is hello map 2.php. And this one has two little bubbles. One says I'm in Harvard Square. The other one says I am in the yard. And these, the source code is hello map 2.php. You're here. So the setup is, again, pretty much the same, unload equals initialize, and I've given the map a name, so in this case, it's just map. Let's see, and then over here, on the...
So there's the answer.
Okay, yeah, so it doesn't have to be HTML5.
No, you're in transitional.
Yeah.
So you could be in...
It's
not required.
Yeah.
Five is not required.
So it doesn't have to be HTML5.
Yeah.
And here again, centering at Harvard Square. And then to create the balloon, there are the markers. So to create each balloon, you do google.maps.marker, and then you give it the position. So this one was Harvard Square, the coordinate for Harvard Square. And then I'm saying that see this, where does it say? So here I have an event listener. So it's waiting for an event to happen. And the event was having the mouse over. So if I put my mouse over, I will open a dialog screen that says over here I am in Harvard Square, and when I move my mouse away, I'm gonna close this open dialog screen. That's for the Harvard Square one, and the same here. Marker one is the balloon, the marker for Harvard Yard. Again, giving it the coordinate for Harvard Yard, and then over here. Over here saying I'm in Harvard Yard. That gives me this mouse over I am in Harvard Yard functionality. Okay, any questions? I think by next week, either Sid or I will probably give you guys a walkthrough of the problem set, so go into more detail on Google Map. And briefly talk about how to approach this problem set 3.
That hello world example seems to really reveal quite a bit.
The hello world.
Hello map.
On Google Maps.
The hello map.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it really, really lays it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between lecture and here, I just ran through the documentation, and it's. It's really straightforward.
Yeah.
It shows you exactly what you need to do.
Excellent. So a lot.
Except for those those markers.
Yeah.
And I didn't find any.
Exactly. Yeah, so I guess just by reading the documentation, hopefully things will make sense. So it's like learning a new language, but should be fun. Okay, so why don't we give my throat a rest, and I'll end the section here. Thank you.
Thank you.